With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. One Israeli journalist says when Gaza civilians are killed, it's the fulfillment of the Hamas anti-Israel PR strategy. Bob Agnew reports.
The point for Hamas is mass civilian deaths in Gaza.
Habib Redick Gur tells the Salem Radio Network that's why Hamas built some 500 miles of tunnels directly beneath cities.
To force a war that cuts through cities and then carried out October 7 to leave the Israelis no choice.
As for civilian casualties, Gur says captured documents show Hamas leadership is actually disappointed
that the death toll in Gaza isn't vastly higher.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, Israelis were plunged into grief and anger after the military said six hostages were killed by their captors in Gaza just as troops were closing in on their location. The raid sparked massive protests and a general strike. It was the most intense domestic pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu since the start of the war nearly 11 months ago. Ukraine's president says Russian strikes have killed dozens and wounded many more. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strike occurred in the city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. It lies 70 miles from the Russian border. In a video, Zelensky says one of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. People found themselves under the rubble, but many were saved. The strike appears to be one of the deadliest carried out by Russian forces since the war began. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin received a red carpet welcome to Mongolia as the country ignored calls to arrest him on an international warrant for alleged war crimes stemming from Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. His visit was the first to a member of the ICC since it issued a warrant in March 2023. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 623 points. This is SRN News. The states are sorting themselves out when it comes to abortion.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions is increasing the most in California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Abortion numbers are declining the most in Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Louisiana. The report also indicates that more and more women are using drugs to end their pregnancies rather than surgery. Abortion pills now account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court has upheld a school district's policy aimed at barring parents from being informed if their child's living as the opposite sex at school. In a 3-1 opinion, the court upheld the lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit filed by the mother of a Manchester school district student. She sued after inadvertently discovering that teachers were helping her child live as the opposite sex during school hours. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks tumbled to their worst day since an early August sell-off after another report raised worries about the economy's health. The S&P 500 slumped 2.1% after a report showed U.S. manufacturing shrank again in August, weighed down by high interest rates. The Dow dropped 1.5%. From its record that was set before Monday's Labor Day holiday. The NASDAQ fell 3.3% as NVIDIA and other big tech stocks led the way lower. The Dow was down 626 points today to finish at 40,936. The NASDAQ lost 577 points to 17,136. The S&P 500 dropped 119 to 5528. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.